Welcome to Through the Corporate Glass, a podcast that explores career choices.
Hi everyone, welcome to another episode. I am Deepa, your host for the episode. Compliance is an inherent part of how an organization works. It plays a key role in building trust with its employees and customers. In this episode, we embark on a journey to understand compliance in information technology with Girish. Girish Ghatge is Senior Director, Risk and Compliance at GE Healthcare. He reflects on his exciting career journey spanning close to 26 years and shares his experiences. He is someone who cares about helping people solve problems. His candid observations help us understand what it takes to navigate through the many challenges that come with working in this space. Hi, Girish. Welcome to the episode. Glad to have you with us today.
Good morning, Deepa.
You have close to 26 years in the industry. So let's begin by going back in time. You completed your industrial electronics and you were just starting out at that time. What were your thoughts? What were you thinking about how things would turn out?
Yeah, that's a good one to start, actually. And with this, you take me back many years, 1990s. 1992 is when I passed out. When you pass out, like any college kid, there is no responsibility. You think that job is easy. That might not be true for everyone because every individual is different. But for me, I was not, what you can say, a bright student per se, not very keen on sitting in the class for a long time. as you know, in the office also, I don't sit in my place for a long time. I have to move. I feel restless. So I would have been a good art student. That's what my dad tells me. He is a professor. So he was very studious, stickler to discipline, used to study a lot. I was just the opposite. I used to just play a lot cricket. So I started Elpro Internet, which was what you can say a trainee job for 1 year. After that, I went to a small scale industry, which was dealing in computer hardware. I used to do assembly coding. I was not enjoying much. I met one of my neighbors from my hometown. He was having a small office where they used to work on X-ray machines. So I moved there, stayed there for good for 3-4 years. We developed a digital X-ray machine, which gave me an opportunity to visit interior parts of Maharashtra, which I had never done. We came once to Chennai also. It was Madras that time by a car, taking with that small X-ray machine. It was a good experience there, but it's small scale industry, not much money when you're starting your career. So then I moved to office, which had digital add-on displays, but I got bored of it because I was not meant to sit and design. After that, what happened is GE somehow came and I think I did 10 plus interviews.
10 interviews, Girish?
Yes, all for different roles.
Oh, different roles.
Yes, finally the offer landed up for manufacturing. So I think that was something which I was destined to. I was a test engineer on the shop floor. So we used to work crazy hours. Shipment was a priority. You had to ship the machine means you had to ship. There is no way of going home or like in IT, we do work from home. It was never possible that time. You have to be on the shop floor. So the factory closed in Pune, got shifted to Bangalore in 2001. After that, I was looking for a change because there was not much of a growth. In manufacturing, that is a lot of parallel movements, not vertical movements. So what I did is I went to supply chain. There, I had to work on compliance, which was excise compliance. That is where it started. So all along through my journey, I was related to quality because I used to do final sign-off for shipments. I was taking care of quality audits. We failed one audit miserably. I almost lost my job. But then the next audit, which was external, we had zero NCs. So I somehow managed to retain my job. But I think I was destined for quality. I got pulled into IT. 2006, I think November or October. That time, computer systems validation was full swing. So since my boss that time knew my quality background and since I was from manufacturing, I was the guinea pig chosen for validation manager. So that's how my journey started. I was the first validation manager from Bangalore. Then I got selected as a leader for validation. Then came compliance. So this is the journey so far. Right now, I am GXP compliance leader for DT. taking care of computer systems validation. We team of 8 people now across all the continents to ensure that we support the projects at least 24/7. So that's a short journey, Deepa.
Wow, Girish, that's quite an experience. You know, you covered so many things here, and I think that's a nice segue to define what this whole risk and compliance segment means. You used a lot of terms when you were describing now, right? You spoke about audits, you spoke about computer system validation and validation manager. So let's start by defining what does compliance mean and how does it fit into what we do?
Oh, sure. In the healthcare industry, patient safety is very critical as well as product quality. You don't want to go into a hospital where you have a CT machine and that doesn't work on time when you need it, right? Or an MR or an X-ray machine, ultrasound scanning for that matter. You don't want the scanning to start and the probe hits up and then your skin gets burned, right? That is a definite no-no. So regulations are very critical in healthcare. We are bound by different regulations across different countries. FDA, ISO are prominent among those. FDA, the repercussions are very strict. You can have stop shipments. You can have a consent degree. Or if it is a worst case scenario, the CEO might be imprisoned also. And there is hefty fines. So it's not a very good situation to be in. And as we move into digitization and have more and more applications which are internet facing, there was a need for computer systems validation, or rather the validation of that applications. Now, the difference is these are not going onto a product. These are non-product software. And a simple definition of compliance without making it too complicated is that it has to work as it is designed. That's all. So if you go to a store and buy a TV, what you expect is when you bring it home, plug it and power it on, it should turn on. Simple. What they do in the factories is that they do testing to ensure that whenever you plug in the machine, it turns on. So it is working as expected, as per the requirements. That is a simple definition of computer systems validation. What we do is we do validation of the applications, work very closely with project teams, release teams to ensure that the required documentation is done. If there is a process breakdown, what we do is we raise a non-conformance. It is as simple as when you're traveling or when you're driving and you break a signal, you get a ticket or you get a challan. It's as simple as that because you have not followed the process.
You spoke about regulations in the context of the medical device industry. How does it look like in other industries, say finance, now with a lot of software-only companies coming in, where softwares are the core product they ship? So how does security, compliance, risk relate to in the context of the different industries that we have?
See, regulations are there in different industries. It can be aviation, it can be power, transportation, healthcare, whatever industry you ask, finance also. The regulations are there in all industries. For finance, we have SOX. Same way, from a security standpoint, we have different regulations, HIPAA, GDPR, PCI, 3PS. Then we have ISMS, which is Information Security Management System. Right. So every field which you work in has regulations. The implementation of regulations is different. That's all. Logic is same, right? You have to follow the regulations. That's all. Now, the regulations are at a very high level. How you interpret them and implement those for your organization is dependent on you. So you have to follow your procedure. As they say, and this is slightly tricky, document what you do and do what you document. So what you have to do is if you say that you will follow a process, you have to ensure that you follow that process and there is evidence. Aviation has strict regulations. Because you are flying. So the regulations are stricter there because there is a human life which is at stake. So in every different fields which you were alluding to, there is regulations. It's just the criticality of those regulations from a standpoint of business. So for healthcare, the GxP regulations are critical, but that doesn't mean that SOX is not critical because we do our finances. We are a big company. So SOX is critical. Now, there is a definite focus on artificial intelligence. Now, I should not be as a company sharing patient information with someone else. That is where your GDPR, HIPAA, other regulations come into place. We also deal with products which allow customers to buy something. That is where credit card comes into play. So you use credit cards in your day-to-day life, but there is a regulation which is called as PCI. There is a definite regulations which is applicable to say MasterCard or a Visa card. And these regulations differ slightly in different countries. So in a nutshell, we are bound by regulations. The criticality implementation of the regulations is dependent on the business. So did I answer your question?
Yes, you did, Girish. You did answer my question. You know, when you were talking through your journey, like in course of time, because of the different things that you were exposed to or things that happened at work, you started your journey in the compliance, the risk and compliance. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But what is the general way to begin your career in this path?
Maybe because my dad was a professor, I had that, what you can say, some genes which is quality, right? Checking things, checking the documentation, ensuring that the process is followed. So I think I had an inclination towards that. But to answer to your question, this career path is nothing different than what an architecture would do, what a developer would do, what a project manager would do, what a program manager would do. The only thing which is there required here is patience to let things happen, patience to continually guide team members so that they can adhere to the regulations, a lot of explanation which has to be done. You have to also be on a path of continual improvement. You cannot have the same thing being repeated from 2007 till now. No, that way people will not value you. So a basic, what you can say, inclination towards quality doesn't mean that you have to be a quality expert, but you have to work with different teams whom you might not see at all. You still have to get work done, which is a challenge. Communication has to be good. You need to know the regulations. Doesn't mean that you need to know the regulations by heart. You need to just get understanding of it. And compliance or validation is logical. It's logical that whenever you have requirements, you have to ensure that the design is as per the requirements, and that's the output we get. It's a journey. It's a very nice field. And you work with different people. You interact with different people. Some become your good friends. Facing an audit is a different experience altogether. Exciting career path might be slightly boring to begin with, but once you start enjoying it, I am sure you will love it.
Sure, Girish. So okay. Girish, with all this happening, give me a, what you say, sneak peek into how your day-to-day job is. What are the things that you do as part of your role?
Sure. So you deal with a lot with documentation. You are going to review documents. You are going to give comments. You are going to author some documents. So as part of a day-to-day job, it depends on different deliverables. So what we do as a validation or GxP compliance team is there are validation representatives or validation managers, as they were previously called, who support different applications, right? On now, based on the application which they are supporting and the changes which are being implemented, there are a lot of processes which have to be followed. So it can be a change control, it can be a document review, it can be a test script review, right? So we have different applications which we use to help us digitize all those things and not put on paper so that whoever is sitting anywhere in the globe can review or approve whatever is required. So for today, if I have to review 4 documents, author 1 document, review few test scripts, that is what I will do. I will also work closely with the QA team, a central QA team, which does our quality management system called as QMS. For any changes to the regulations, we will also discuss if there is a non-conformance. So it can range from a simple day where you just review documents, review test scripts, attend meetings, work with the project teams, and call it a day. Or it might be that, okay, we need to have a go live this weekend. Nothing is ready. How do we do it? So that is a challenge. Or there is an issue. How do we sort out an issue? Or there is a non-conformance which is critical, which is across the company. Try to work with different teams on how to resolve that issue, because you don't want your organization to have major non-conformances in any external audit, because that is what you're working for. So a day can be interesting with challenges coming your way. somebody sets up a meeting just to tell you that, okay, there is a big issue here. How do we fix it? But for me, it is always interesting when I start a day to just see what is in my email box, what new challenges I am facing.
Well, when you're working in this part of the domain, so how does the career path look like? Do you start off as an analyst or validation representative, and then how do you progress in the career?
Yeah, you can definitely start up as a validation, right? That is the initial path you would take. If you have a quality background, you will start as a validation manager. There are trainings which you will undergo. There are senior validation representatives and managers who will help you through your initial journey. And then what happens is, once you start working on projects independently, then you start getting exposure to change control or change management, which is there. You author documents on your own. You work with QA. You give inputs on how do you continually improve the process. You look at the regulations. So if you like people management, you can get into people management. And then if you like more responsibilities, you can also lead a validation team. At the same time, when you are focusing on validation, what happens is, after some time, the path becomes tough one. You don't have too many steps to climb the top. So what you have to do is, you expand your breadth. Now, since you have experience of one regulation, what you can do is, you can start spreading yourself on different other regulations. So what we are doing is that, we started with GxP compliance, but now we are also focusing on data privacy. So we have started doing assessments for HIPAA, GDPR. We will also start doing assessments for PCI. So you first learn what the regulation is, see what is implemented here, who are the stakeholders whom we have to work with, form a strategy, see how it is getting implemented. One thing which you have to be very clear is risk management. What risk are you going to take? Is it a risk which is not going to impact your organization or the output, right? Because you don't want to take a risk which will end up you in trouble. So risk management is very critical when you work in this field. And you will definitely learn as you grow in different roles. But unlike teams or other tracks which are there, project management, product management, architecture, and other tracks, this track is related to regulations. It's a niche skill. You need people who will be patient enough to wait for their turn to move up. There is not a lot of churn happening, because it's difficult to get people with such a skill set. So within the group which is there, you have to play around, and sometimes it can be frustrating, but you have to just bide your time. And then you will definitely start moving in. Like I said, one thing which is very critical is, expand your breadth.
So I think as you grow up in the career, you will at some point define the regulatory strategy for your organization, right?
Yes.
How ultimately you would move up the ladder to do.
Yes. And what happens also is that you are facing audit. Mm-hmm. Responsibility of ensuring that the audit passes and that you don't impact the organization and its brand value rests on your shoulder. Now at times it can be interesting as a challenge, or it can wear you down, because day in, day out, if you are under that pressure, sometimes it might wear you out. So when you are into this career path, what you have to also take up as a challenge is, okay, let me face the audit, because I liked audits a lot. I had interest for it. The audits, or how it happens, how do you respond? I had a natural interest for it. Other people might not have, but audit is intrinsic part of this career path. The result, or the proof of the work you do, is how you perform in external audits inspections. So that itself is a very good challenge, facing the audit, and it's a tough experience.
Yes. So while you were walking through, you did briefly touch upon this, but at various points, what are the different challenges that you face on your job or in the context of this role?
Yeah, to begin with, 2006 or 7, if I can go back, say 13, 14 years, we were looked upon as an additional burden, right? Okay, that we have to do this. Nobody explained to anyone why it has to be done. So to start with, it was only documentation. There was no career path per se. Validation manager, as we were called that time, it was just a beginning. So you are one of the many teams, not too many team members. So you are a small team, or you are part of a big, you are part of a team which has different people. Project management was at peak that time. So project managers were well recognized. They had a seat on the table. So to begin with, what I had in my mind is that, first of all, nobody should think that, okay, I'm just a pain, right? Saying that, okay, this guy is coming and just telling us to do some stuff. I did have some unpleasant conversations that time during my initial days with leaders also. And I told them, see, I don't care whether you like it or no. I'm paid to perform a job. This is what my job needs. So to start with, it was having a seat on the table, right? Which we had in 2011-12 when I took the interim role. I insisted on having a seat on the table with CIOs or the leadership. That is when we started pitching in compliance review board meetings. I had a stress on simplifying always. I said, I'm bored of doing this same stuff. Is it really required? Is it a value-added thing or non-value-added? So we started doing that, going away with the non-value-added work. Then we took ownership for leading the audits and successfully completing those. So what happened is the organization started to realize that, okay, this guy brings definite value add to what we are doing as a team. So starting a small step of having a seat on the table to being more, what you can say, collaborative with different teams, working with them for a common goal, making them understand why things are done, giving them experience of the audits, getting them involved in preparation for the audits. We were supporting site audits that time from IT standpoint. So I used to take project managers there and just make them sit there for a day and say, just see what is happening. That gave them experience on why things have to be done in a specific way. Now we have a seat on the table, and the work which we do is appreciated across the organization. So I think we have come a long way.
That's wonderful, Girish. So for someone who is starting off their career or who at some point is there in this path, what would be your advice to them?
Be patient. You have to be calm. You have to know to work with different people who might sometimes listen to you. Sometimes they might not listen. Sometimes you have to be very stern and give the message, right? People should not take you for granted because you're doing a compliance job. You have to ensure that, like I said, there are no issues. So while you work very closely with the teams, make them understand why it is that we are doing this, give them a bigger picture, as they say, and also explain to them the end-to-end process. Work with them during the issues they have, even though you don't have any role to play. Just be there around to help them out. Tell them, okay, I'll help you. Let me know what it is. So that way, what happens, you become part of their team. Once you become part of their team, they will start telling you all things where they need help on, which might be compliance related or not, might not be. But then what happens is they believe in you, right? They have faith in you that when if you're telling something for them to be done, they will do it without asking you questions. Yeah, definitely they will ask you questions if they feel it is mundane and it's not required. So you take two steps forward, they will take two steps forward. Don't be theoretical, be practical. Right? Just don't go by the book. You have to be practical in implementing what is there in the book in real life. And if you are known as a problem solver, I think teams will love to work with you. So those are a few things which are required in this role. But I don't think it is different than anything which would be required in different roles which are there.
Lovely, Girish. That surely was great takeaway for anybody listening to the show.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so Thank much you. For talking to us today. Thank you for listening to our podcast. If you enjoyed our episode, do subscribe to the podcast and check out our show notes, which provide more information on the topics discussed during the episode. Please follow us on LinkedIn at Through the Corporate Glass and on Twitter at Corporate Glass, and share your thoughts. We'd love to hear from you. You can also check out our website, throughthecorporateglass.com.